Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Ma? What's up?
I'm wonderful, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. I had a really nice weekend. Went on a double date, and it was fun. We went to this Brazilian pizza spot.
Oh yeah. That must have been good.
Yeah, it's called DeLuca Gacho Pizza and Wine. And it was nice. They had all types of different assortments of pizza, and they just kept rotating. It was like all you can eat. And they also had dessert pizza. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds nice. That sounds really good.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah, never heard of anything like that before, but hey, there's endless types of food and themes, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sounds really nice. So you enjoyed it? Did you have anything you never had before? Did you have any kind of pizza that you never tasted before?
Yeah, I had lamb pizza. And then I had some type of pizza with pepperoni and honey. And that was delicious.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, that was good. You know, Ma, what we forgot to mention on our last show, I think we forgot to mention about Father's Day. Did we wish all the fathers out there happy Father's
Day? I don't know. We were so, engrossed with Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we did, but a belated happy Father's Day to all the fathers and the father figures and the father wannabes.
Yeah, and a happy
and
belated
on and on and on.
And a happy belated Father's Day to my dad. I did wish him a happy Father's Day on the day, but I just wanted to, send him a special shout out.
Okay.
All right. So let's get into what we are sipping on today. And today we actually, we're still sticking with wine. This is still June, isn't it, Ma? Oh, actually, today's the still first June. Day of summer.
That's right. Happy first day of summer, everyone.
Yeah. So we are sipping on a native wine. So this is called Native Vines Winery, and it's the first American Indian owned winery. And we are tasting some green apple wine. And so Ma, this is a little sweet, at least that's what they say. So
yeah, that's what I love. Okay. Long life and prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness. Salud.
Salud. I like that. That tastes, I really do taste the apple.
Mm, delicious.
Mm-hmm. It's like a sweet apple, though, because sometimes apple could be a little sour, or at least the candy could be sour.
Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah, that tastes great.
Okay. So, let's talk about some new music that just came out. So Beyonce released a new song called Break My Soul from her upcoming album, Renaissance.
That's right. You won't break my soul is the refrain. No, break my soul is the name, but you won't is what she says in the song, right?
Right. And it gives us kind of like a house music feel, dance music. And, some people are saying that Beyonce is telling people to quit their jobs in the song.
I think she's saying just don't let it stress you.
Right.
Don't let it break you.
And I just quit my job. I'm going to find a new drive. So what are your thoughts on the song, Ma?
I loved it. Thought it was very inspirational, very upbeat. And I was happy to hear Beyonce. Haven't heard in a minute. Well, it hasn't been that long. But, very upbeat, very contemporary, very positive. I loved it. Sounding good, sounding creative and original. I loved it.
Yeah, it was a different sound for her. I mean, I saw there was a few people who said, I don't know. But I think for most
There's always a few people who say everything.
But what I think that for most people is like, even if you are not feeling Beyonce's song in the beginning, you listen to it and you get it and you eventually love it.
For most people, honey, what do you think?
Well, for me, I didn't just like fall in love with the song, but I think it's a song that the more I play it, the more I love it. And I love the sentiment. And I think that's really cool.
I liked it from the very beginning. It was different and quirky. I liked it from the very beginning.
I'm telling you, it's going to grow on me because it didn't hit me like Be Alive. When Be Alive came on, I was just playing it every minute. But I think I'm gonna start bringing this.
Yes. Okay.
So can't wait for her album.
What happened?
Can't wait for her album coming out. I think it's July 29th.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to this. Well, B, looking forward to it.
So another artist who's out by, you may have a little different thought. Mr. Drake has a new album, surprise album.
I haven't heard anything from Drake. I haven't really been on the Drake bandwagon for many, many moons.
Okay, so well, listen, so it's opened up really to mixed reviews. Beyonce's did not open up to mixed reviews. There was just probably some hate. But most people really, you know, liked her song and liked the direction she was going in. Drake's, on the other hand, was more negative to mixed reviews. So he only has one feature on there with 21 Savage. And he does have some, people say it's some kind of house music on here and he's singing and is not hitting as hard with the rap aspect to it. So okay. He has one video out called Falling Back, and Tristan Thompson, everyone knows Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian's ex and former teammate of LeBron James. It has Drake marrying like 20 something women, and Tristan Thompson is the best man. So there was a lot of flack and controversy with that whole video because they used Tristan Thompson up there, who's known to have, you know, some issues. So Ma, do you think that all of the criticism of Drake for this new album is warranted? Or do you think people are just hating on Drake?
I can't answer. I haven't heard it. Beyonce's I've heard. I haven't heard Drake's. I haven't heard it because I'm just, you know, really not a big Drake person. And so I haven't bothered. I would have to really run into it. Whereas Beyonce's, I would seek hers out intentionally. His, it would have to be just I'm in a situation and it happens to come on, you know. So I haven't heard it, you know. So, you know, I'll listen to it and I'll comment on it at another time. But to be frank with you, I haven't heard it. But like I said, I'm not a Drake person.
No, I got you. I think you know, when you put stuff out there, there's people who are going to criticize it. You take the good and you take the bad. He's had many a praise for some of his other work. And yeah. Sometimes people, you put enough work out there, some people are not going to feel it all. So, you know, and I understand how you feel about Drake. So I'll leave that alone. Okay, Diddy is apparently in the mood to make some music. So Diddy has a song out now, and it's called Gotta Move On, in which he appears.
Yes, honey, am I supposed to be commenting on the song?
No, you're gonna not on the song.
Okay.
So he appears to address his breakup with Cassie in 2018, whom he dated for over a decade.
Okay.
R&B singer moved on to Alex Fine in 2019. And the lyrics say, "You found a new man, so I gotta move on. Guess you got a new agenda with someone you barely know. I won't say you're wrong. Guess you had to move on." And so hours after he released the song, Alex Fine, who's married to Cassie now since 2019, took to his Instagram stories to share a post in which he appeared to throw shade at Diddy. "Happy Pride to all my LGBTQ plus friends," he wrote, and shared a link to an LGBT foundation. "Attached is a charity that helps people who are in the closet and gotta move on." So Ma, two things there. What are your thoughts about Diddy writing a song about his ex and kind of throwing shade, and also Cassie's husband throwing shade at Diddy? What are your thoughts on that?
Now, how do we know Puffy's, okay, Diddy, you know, I still call him Puffy because, you know, we sort of just watched him grow, although you were significantly younger than him, of course, but you were a kid and he was coming up a young man, you know, but we watched him through his, you know, everything, his growth. And we always just called him Puffy, you know, when he first opened Justin's, and he'd be over there with his little shorts and shirt on and eating, and he was just over there, out there with everybody, you know, right? So, but anyhow, so regarding Puffy, I do think he was talking about Cassie, because I think he went in specifically, you know, he, you know, though he, that wasn't meant for everybody, you know, that was, right. It was her. Okay. I don't know if you call it shade or if he was just referencing her.
Well, he wasn't shading her.
It wasn't really shade. No, he just like sort of referenced her in his song. Yeah. He didn't really throw shade or anything. He just was like, yeah, that's the way it went. Now, I don't know if her husband was throwing shade at Puffy or not. I don't know. The only reason that some people might interpret that as shade is because it has been said in the past that Puffy, you know, has a wide palate and that he embraces all different everything among his colors, you know, all different palettes, you know. So I don't know. I don't know if that's true, if he thought it was a joke. Is that shade in today's society? Or is the shade part the closeted aspect of it?
Yeah.
So I don't know that he was throwing shade, but I'm going to say it like this. If the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't, move on. Mm-hmm. You know, if that applies to Puffy and it can help him, oh, well and good. If Puffy is closeted, so he's closeted. If he's not, then it doesn't matter. See, it ain't just what you throw, it's what I receive. People can say anything, but how am I receiving it? You understand?
That was weird. I don't know where he was coming from, Alex.
It was not weird if he was saying that Puffy is a closeted homosexual. It's not weird if that's what he was saying.
Right. But I don't think
that he's closeted would be the issue, you know. So not even about homosexuality, although that is the thing that he would be closeting. You got me? So you know, it's all in how Puffy receives it, you know, because people could say anything. It's just like anything. And it's only intended as shade or taken as shade if you accept it that way. I don't have to accept that. And, you know, it's only an issue if Puffy has it in his head that it's an issue. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people, whatever their sexuality is, they're not closeted. They are who they are and they're proud of, and that's their business. So if there's any closeted thing going on, that's Puffy's issue.
I don't know. I think the way he did it, and, you know, for LGBTQ+, I don't think that if he was
there was something in there where you could have taken it as, is that an insult?
Yeah.
But that would be Puffy, because if Puffy really is closeted, it would be why is he closeted?
Why are you closeted?
Right. So if it's an issue about closeted, it's a thing where maybe I know that's your Achilles heel. So that's where I'm going to zing you. Right. You got me? Maybe I don't even feel that way at all.
Right.
But I know you do because you're closeted. Right. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel that way. So I'm going to get you where I think you might be weak, because by you being closeted, everybody else know why is it closeted.
Let's just put this out. We don't think that Diddy is closeted.
I don't mean everybody else knows. I mean, other people have said it.
No, I got it. Whatever he is, you know, or isn't, that is his business, his personal business. We don't personally think that he is closeted, but if he is, that's his business. That's his right. We just want to be clear on that.
So, you know, shout out to the Isleys, to Ronald Isley. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. Now, that's before your time, and I was just a child myself when that was out. But there you go. Okay? So that's to anybody, to Puffy and anybody else. Okay.
Okay. So let's move on to one of our most popular clips on YouTube, which is Monique. So we have an update on Monique. I don't know if you heard this. Okay. So this, you know, you might like this one. Okay. So Monique says, as she's addressing an audience, I like to consider myself a woman of honor. So I've got to do something right now publicly that I did publicly. And when I F something up, I've got to fix it up. So I'm going to take care of that right now before I go any MFing further. To D.L. Hughley's family, I want to publicly apologize if I hurt anyone's feeling. I want to publicly apologize to his wife, his babies, if I hurt their feelings, because that was never my goddamn intention. I never meant to hurt their feelings.
And but she still didn't apologize to him.
As for DL, oh, but that in DL, I meant every MF and thing I said. So, Ma, what are your thoughts on the apology?
Nothing. Bullshit, disingenuous, half-hearted, nothing. Moving on to the whole impetus was DL, you know. So how you gonna apologize to all his family and not him? No. No.
I think that you should apologize to DL. She missed one important issue.
Right. DL is the whole reason for being. Okay. The whole conversation is DL.
There was no reason to discuss that publicly.
I'm not going back into Monique and her arguments. It's too much. You know, we already know. That's enough. She's tired. She needs to let it go. Everything coming out of her mouth is tired. She needs to shut the hell up and go somewhere and work.
Okay.
She needs to not let her career be predicated on how many fights she can have. That's all. She needs to take her ass somewhere and work. Go tell some damn jokes. Or go do some acting or whatever it is the hell is your specialty apart from starting shit.
I think that she was at a comedy show. I think that she was.
I understand, but she wasn't working. I got it. She was there, but she wasn't comedy. She's supposed to be doing comedy.
Well, she was on the stage, Mar.
I jumped up on the stage after Dave Chappelle was on the stage. But your job is your job.
Listen,
on the stage don't mean you doing your job.
I think that she knew that people were not happy with the way she acted, but I think that she needs to take it a lot further and apologize to D.L. Hughley. That's what she needs to do. So that, you know, all that other stuff, we'll leave that alone. All right, Ma. So we're going to move on to another person in the media who is Mr. T.I. So T.I. is still upset with VH1 for ending the Family Hustle over sexual allegations.
Yeah.
So, you know, they VH1 canceled the Family Hustle dating back to 2010. And so last year, T.I. and Tiny Harris were both accused of drugging and sexually assaulting women, in which they both vigorously denied the acts and allegations. And so they haven't been renewed. Even though they were renewed, they stopped the Viacom and VH1 stopped
production.
Correct. Yeah. So on Saturday, June 18th, T.I. reshared a meme that read, "I wish T.I. Family Hustle still came on." Agreeing with the post, he captioned it, and he said, "At VH1, 13 years, no loyalty, no integrity, just jump to conclusions, false accusations, no apology, no accountability, no closure in the name of protecting women, while unfairly, without due process, subsequently punishing women." And then he said, "No problem, F them." He played his music, one of his songs from 2001 in the background. So, Ma, do you think that VH1 should start back production with the Family Hustle? What do you think?
You know, I don't know. I don't know where we are in the process of adjudication. Has there been any? I'm not really sure what the status is.
So what happened is that the 2010.
I'll tell you a little bit further than that, is because there's a little bit more to it than VH1.
Okay, go ahead if you wanted to say, because I'll.
Depending upon where we are in the adjudication process, you know, not talking about all kind of negative things and talking about racism and this and that, because I don't even think it's anything to do with that at this in this particular case. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the thing about money and sponsorship and with networks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who, because of the specific nature of the allegations, I don't know how they would do in terms of bolstering the bottom line for the network at this point. I don't know what, they have to have some sort of sponsorship, all of them, else they wouldn't be up there. Mm-hmm. You got me? So I don't know who would be, you know, wanting to support one of their programs. I'm not really sure.
Well, I think
that would be an issue for the network.
Yeah, I think one of the really big issues is that, you know, maybe VH1 is kind of vacillating on, is that even though there was no criminal charges for any of the allegations against them, what happened was the statute of limitations kicked in.
Right.
And so there was something from over 20 years ago, and there was something that was over 11 years ago. And so whatever the statute of limitations, and that was, it's not that they necessarily said that we didn't find any evidence.
I got you.
I'm not saying
it was never adjudicated because the statute of limitations ran out. I got you.
Right.
But see, this is also the other thing. And it's not even that you were found innocent or guilty necessarily. Mm-hmm. Certain things, certain charges they can bring against you, it gives the appearance of impropriety. You know, you coming on there talking about a family man and all this here, this and that and blah, 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 or the family and everything, and all these allegations, multiple allegations against you that have nothing to do with traditional family values,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are more on the, in the area of, you know, sleazy, you know, lecherous and on and on and on. So some people just are not putting their money behind that. Mm-hmm. You got me? You know, sometimes it's not even that you were guilty of it, but, you know,
that the allegations are against you and that
really heavily appears that that might be the case. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, even some of his own choices, there's certain things that he did as a mother. I'm like, why are you 18 and you were up in your daughter's visits with the gynecologist and all that stuff? I mean, I understand that you thought you was being a good father, and people could say anything they want. In general, that's not something that a father does.
No, that's inappropriate for a mother to do.
You know, well, you know what I mean? Well, unless they were just giving you a ride to the place, or something like that, but all that other stuff. So there's some things that he has said that were very questionable and seemed to be inappropriate already. So I don't know. I mean, a lot of people might back off that. You know, I don't know. A lot of people will not. Who's going to want to attach their product to him? And his family, who?
Yeah.
With people looking at him sideways. What product is it that you would entrust him to sell?
I guess
he'd be selling.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for me, what I was looking at, you know, do people deserve second chances? And especially if they weren't, you know, proven guilty.
Well, they do. They do.
But like you said, in his case, the statute of limitations.
Yeah, but listen, and even not just that, this is the people's court.
We don't know that innocent or not. So let's just say that.
It's that. It's about the whole legal part of it. Nobody is saying he's guilty of anything at all. Right. It's the appearance. They have something called the appearance of impropriety. Right. It appears that you might have been acting, that, you know, you might have been living foul. You know, it does not look good. And people will not, even if you didn't do it, is out there, people looking at you sideways already because of some of the things that came out your own mouth,
mm-hmm.
okay? Just because some of the things that came out your own mouth, all right? And people putting that together, and they're like, look, why should I put my money on him? I don't want him promoting nothing that my name is attached to. You know, I don't think it's going to sell. I don't think it's going to be a good look for my bottom line. So I will choose somebody else. There ain't no shortage of people looking to fill the space. on TV. You know what I mean? So no.
So I understand why it may why VH1 may not be rushing back to start production, because like you said, there's a lot of smoke and there was like many different people that came.
Right. There's a whole lot of things going on there. You know, it, and he's got to look at the product that he's selling. He's selling family. He ain't selling liquor or condoms
or sex
or anything sexual, right? And, you know, he's selling family. Yeah. And so who's the sponsors for this program? Yeah. So who's the sponsors? Family-oriented things.
I didn't even think about it like that.
That's what it is. Yeah. You know, maybe if he was selling liquor or some get high or some cannabis or something, you know, this or that, you know, he might have a good shot. But for what he's selling, he needs to do some remarketing and rebranding himself. You can't come back out there like I'm the good, wholesome, spotless, clean father man. I ain't saying he's Bill Cosby, you know, or something like that. I'm not saying he's extreme like that, but I'm saying people looking at him in a different light and they're questioning, and they might not want to touch him when it comes to this whole thing of I'm the good, honest, wholesome, clean cut father with the family. That's not what's out there. And that's not the image he projects for himself.
Yeah, you know, listen, I generally believe in second chances, and I think that he can have another opportunity.
Have a second chance. There you go. He'll have another opportunity, but remarketing himself in a different field. That's what I say too. Yeah. Or selling a different type of product, but not selling wholesome familyhood. Right. I don't think so.
Yeah, and you know, he also is a comedian now too, and he just seems. He seems a little bit angry in his comedy, but I'll leave that alone. Okay. So somebody else who's been in the news is Mr. Herschel Walker, who everyone knows is a former NFL player, but he also is a GOP candidate for the Senate in Georgia. He has finally acknowledged his three secret children. So he fathered three out of wedlock, which, hey, that's his personal business, but he is known for criticizing Black fathers. Walker has said fatherless households were a major problem in the African-American communities. One of the mothers of his children sued Walker in 2014 for paternity and obtained child support. So, Ma, what are your thoughts?
Those comments were autobiographical when he was talking about problems
in the Black community.
Oh, Herschel Walker. Oh, my goodness. He is one clown. He is a total bozo.
And his son is just following his footsteps.
What happened?
So his son is following his footsteps. He's gays for Trump. The son, the oldest son, Christian.
Yeah. Good. Just a family full of bozos. Or maybe not all of them. I shouldn't say that. It just sounds so funny. They all sound like they're, you know, auditioning for the comedy club. They just do not even seem to be serious African Americans at all.
He always said he had one child, and now all of a sudden
he's four. Yeah. And they'll uncover some more if he's ever elected. I hope let me just say this, guys, please go vote, because I don't want him to get Raphael Warnock's seat. You know, that's who he's running up against. I hope that breaks my heart. I don't want to see that happen. That's all I'm going to say about him. That's all. The rest of it is.
I would hope people go vote, because like you said, that Herschel Walker is just a clown.
Completely.
And he should be ashamed of himself. You know, he was just like a complete hypocrite. And, you know, with the things that come out of his mouth just don't make any sense. And, you know, and I'm actually just embarrassed for him.
Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed for me as a Black woman. I'm embarrassed for him as Herschel Walker, the career that he had. And this is how he is now. And, you know, later in life. He should be embarrassed.
And apparently how the impact that he's having on his children. Through lack of involvement with the other three that he's not publicly acknowledged until very recently.
Yeah,
So, you know, that's also a major issue. And, you know, how is he impacting those children? You know, so, you know, like I said, that's a bozo right there. You know, I just hope that he does not unseat Dr. Reverend Raphael Warnock. That's what I hope.
I hope not, Mom. I hope not.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on to something a lot lighter and kind of, well, it's kind of funny. So Ma, I know you're not like a big soccer person, but they have the World Cup coming up in Qatar. And so all right. So single fans are banned from having sex in Qatar. Now, mind you, these are all these people going over to watch the World Cup. You could face 7 years behind bars if you're not married and you have sex with another single. No premarital sex is allowed in that country. And they said that they are cracking down. Also,
does that have anything to do with visitors?
Oh, these are the visitors. Anybody coming over there, they're not allowed to do that.
No, I thought you said that, but it just didn't seem like you really could have been serious. Yeah. And how would they monitor that?
Okay, I was going to ask you, is this cruel and unusual treatment, or is this none of their business, Qatar's business, or are we, or should you follow their rules? Should you follow what they say?
It's none of their business.
Well, they said they're there for
a few days. I don't know who you mean, the participants or the
everybody. The participants.
It's unenforceable. It's none of their business. It's unenforceable. It's unreasonable. It's barbaric. No, it's totally none of their business.
How will they be able to find out? That's what I really don't
care. That's just silly. I guess everybody's supposed to be on the honor system. No. If I'm a guest, if I live in your country, if I choose to live in Qatar, you call it Qatar, I call it Qatar, whatever.
Oh, Qatar, but, you know.
Well, no, people say, I've heard it pronounced several different ways.
Well, but I have an accent.
Whatever is the case, if I choose to live in your country, then I will abide by your rules. I will, I will adhere to the law. But yeah. If I'm just a guest, I don't have to conform to anything that is considered an invasion of my privacy. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have to conform to that. I know that maybe that's not necessarily consistent because you're supposed to obey the laws, whether you're visiting or you're staying, but that law is an unreasonable and unenforceable law. If I live in your country, then I embrace your total lifestyle.
Right.
Okay. And that's very different.
You're a visitor coming in to watch a world tournament.
Right, right.
So I don't think that those rules should apply to you.
Right. Especially not when you're talking about a relationship interaction, the dynamics between, you know, two people or however many involved in your love life, usually it's only two, you know, so whatever. No, I think it's unenforceable. I think it's unreasonable. Like I said, if I chose to live there and I chose to have that lifestyle, well, that's something different. But no, I'm in, I'm out, and whatever I do that you are not directly involved with and that does not impact other people, that's not even like smoking a cigarette, which I may cause other people discomfort or something like that. That's me and the other person. That's one-on-one and you are out of that. No.
And there's no alcohol there, but if there's no alcohol there, there's just no alcohol. There's nothing you can do, you know.
Well, those are decisions that you make before you go there, because maybe there's no alcohol there because of their religion or this or that and whatever, you know, whatever it is that they, but those are decisions you make before you go. But to tell me how to conduct myself in the privacy of my home and tell me to not have a certain part, not engage in a certain part of my relationship that I've been engaging in, you know, all along, I'm accustomed to engaging in, no. That's on an altogether another level.
Well, you know, they're not even they're also talking about people hooking up, you know, that whole thing, you know, meeting people and hooking up with people when you go to the World Cup. There's that whole thing.
You know, listen, let me tell you, whoever wants to buy into any of that, and see, the thing that's so difficult, I'm using, you know, our standard here in America, okay, what we do. But over there, I don't know, maybe they burst into your room, and if they find you in the bed, they'll behead you or something. I don't know what the hell they do. Well, come on.
Well, I understand, because it
sounds so damn primitive and barbaric. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
Now, if that's the case, I'm making a decision not to go over there. I don't care what kind of athlete I am or what kind of whatever. I'm making a decision not to go over there if I think that they are so ruthless and so lawless that I could lose my life, you know, and all that. Yeah, I'm making a decision, because to me, you can't enforce any of that unless you are being extreme.
Yeah,
you know, just how do the police conduct themselves if they can enforce whether or not you have sex in your own home? Are they free to just burst into your home? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, I haven't done any research on that, but that's just something they want to let people know.
Because to me, you know, if you know these things before you go over there, and unless you're extremely naive, you should know, you know.
Well, but athletes are kind of forced to go over there. Like they're, you know, this is like the biggest championship that these soccer players could win.
Well, if it's worth it to them. If it's worth it to them, they're not forced to do anything because they volunteer to become soccer players. That's something they want. They're not forced at all. So if that's what they choose, that's on them, you know. But as far as I'm concerned, you're asking me about the way, Qatar, the way they run their country, the way they live their lives and their religious beliefs. To me, it's all extremist kind of stuff. It's very extreme. Should they superimpose that on visiting guests? Should they impose that on visiting guests? I say no.
No,
they should suspend that. I say they should not impose that on visiting guests.
That's where I'm at. I feel that, you know, country, they have the citizens can abide by the rules that they have for their country, but visitors are actually helping the economy, and they're there to
absolutely help put that country even more so on the map than it has been.
So for me, I think it's cruel and unusual punishment for visitors. If you choose to be a citizen there, live there, you know, that's on you. That's your business, and you agree to their terms.
You better bet. And as you say, economically, you know, does that make sense? You know, does that help their bottom line?
Right.
You know, so, you know, okay.
Okay. So our last topic of the day, before we get into your favorite segment, Ma, definitely light, is Mr. Chris Brown. So we know that there's been a debate about Chris Brown and Michael Jackson going on for the past, you know, few weeks. And so Chris Brown
wasn't that just Ryan Clark in that debate?
It was Tank and some other people. There was other people. Most people were obviously the overwhelming majority on the side with Michael Jackson, but there was a few who said Chris Brown. Now, Chris Brown ends the internet debate. He says, "Me better than Michael Jackson, that's cap." He said, "If it wasn't for Michael Jackson, he wouldn't be here, and he doesn't feel like he should be put in that class."
Good on
surprise. You surprised at what he said?
I don't know, you know, that much about him to know how honest he is. Okay, I don't think he's been honest in the past. I don't think Chris Brown has been that honest in the past. Okay, I don't want to say that, but I don't think he has been. But what I will say is that I'm not necessarily surprised, because I remember he made a comment on Britney Spears when he said, you know, she was doing good for what she was working
with. And we
say that all the time. And yeah, and so I think he was very honest. It was funny and honest.
That was a long time ago.
So even though he may not have been honest about a lot of things, I have heard him speak some hard truths, you know. Yeah. And in this case, I think he told the truth. And that makes me have another level of respect for him, because he came out and said, "Wait a minute, let me stop this so-called debate right now." Yeah. That's not what's happening.
I loved it too. I don't know why it was a debate, and why did they just skip over Usher? Why did they just act like Usher was?
You know, you might have had even a better shot if you're being just outrageous with all of it, you know.
Because listen. Chris Brown is a phenomenal dancer.
Oh, absolutely.
Singing, very mediocre. Okay.
Definitely.
So, and all of his stuff that he did, he got that from Michael Jackson. If like of he course. Said, like of his, course. You know, of course. His videos and all that stuff. Come of on, course. Guys.
And everybody knows that. I mean, how we got to the level of even being a conversation to me is you know just laughable. I'm not even gonna go there with that. I love what Chris Brown said. I respect him. Shout out to Chris Brown. I like that very much about him. He just told it like it was, and he shut the whole argument down.
I will tell you who he is more talented than, and I'm going to get in trouble.
Go ahead. Say it.
Bobby Brown.
Oh, shit. Oh, completely. He's totally. Listen, Bobby Brown made My Prerogative. That was his biggest thing. And what he made, Don't Be Cruel.
Every Little Step.
Every Little Step I Take.
Yep.
And what else? One or two more, but, you know, those were the biggest. Did he make that a New Edition? I don't know. You know, some of the stuff was crossover. I don't know. But whatever, you know, but mostly, you know, he had a handful of little bubblegum hits right together, and that was it. Bobby Brown cut his own career short. You got me? I don't think he reached his full potential because he made other choices.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think he reached his full potential. But can Chris Brown outdance Bobby Brown? Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Can Chris Brown outsing Bobby Brown? Yes. Yeah. Even with his mediocre voice, Bobby Brown's is worse than that. And now Bobby Brown is not up to his peers in New Edition. Bobby Brown has let himself get fat. and he never did. He never did have a great voice. He just had like a stylish and he had like a sexy energy, you know, and attitude and a little swag and all that. But he never had any really, he was never like had pipes, you know, he could never really sing,
No.
And he did his swag or New Jack or whatever the hell that was he was doing back in the day. And so, you know, but
oh my
I just saw New Edition the other night. And
15. Not New Edition, no, BBD.
Nah, I mean BBD, you know what I mean, BBD. No, it's not New Edition, I'm sorry, Belle Biv DeVoe. You're right, no, you know, Belle Biv DeVoe, and Bobby is not physically up to them, and he can't perform like them because he done got so fat, he gets out of breath. But I understand, no, Bobby Brown been to fat camp and everything. No, everybody knows that.
Nice.
But here's the thing I am going to say about Bobby Brown.
Yes.
He still has chance. He has the opportunity to get himself together with his weight and everything. And Bobby Brown has suffered from an addictive personality, you know, addictive disorder, you know, because he had the drug addiction and then he replaced that with the food addiction. And, you know, so people have addictions, you know, and none of us are above it, you know, or immune to having some type of different addiction. And so Bobby has struggled with his two addictions, okay? Because after he got off the drugs, then he, you know, he went to food. And I'm not saying he's the biggest person in the world, but he's a lot bigger than he need to be performing and doing those shows, you know? And so come on, you've seen him. What you mean? Oh, my, you've seen him, you know? So, I mean, I'm not exactly thin myself. It's not like, you know, it's not like I have something against people who are, you know, calorically challenged or whatever. So, but anyhow, but for Bobby Brown, Bobby Brown had his fame and his this and his that, but he spent a whole lot more time being infamous than he did being famous.
That's true.
You know, and so... And, you know, I don't look at Bobby Brown in such a favorable way because Bobby Brown, to me, paints himself as more of a victim than he needs to be. You know,
he
comes across that way. After you done buried an ex-wife and your 21, 22-year-old daughter.
Didn't he bury his son?
And a son. You know, so to me, Bobby, you is not that much of a victim, okay?
Well, so, I mean, that's like the worst thing to bury your children. I mean,
but I'm talking about the children were the real victims.
Oh, yeah, the children. Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. So, you know,
you don't mind that you mention that, and then we can move on. You know, like I don't, I'm not excited about watching things with Bobby Brown because of that. He kind of leaves like a little bitter taste in my mouth.
Of course it does. Of course it does. And even that not Chrissy Spinner, but when Whitney died, he came there and he was disruptive with people or something. I don't know what he was doing, but whatever it was, all he needed to do was come in and you know, everybody know who he is. Come in and sit the hell down and pay your respects and support your daughter and get the hell out. That's all he needed to do. What was all this crashing and entourage and all this here craziness? You know.
All right, Ma, let's move on.
I'm loving Chris Brown a lot more than Bobby Brown right about now.
Well, let's move on to, oh, one other thing before we get into your segment, Ma. Are you gonna watch another Versus? This one is Omarion versus Mario.
Is Mario's mother coming? Mario's mother, she used to follow him around everywhere. Mario, what he made? Killed it. You know, see, that's the thing. What happened to a Mario? He came out there so strong with touch.
No, but he had B2K though.
He was a kid or something then. That was childish, kind of more like, you know. But when he came out with touch was bad. Touch was a real good video. He was dancing. He was doing his thing, and it was real different.
But he has more songs than Mario.
I know that. I said Mario only had that one or two little songs. Well, Let Me Love You or something another like that he had. And I don't know. I saw him a couple times, and his mother was with him. And I, you know, listen, nothing wrong with your mama being your, you know, at that time, he was real young. And, you know, so I don't know if he ever really developed that much beyond that. I don't know too much of him as a young man. You know,
all right. I just
I don't know if he's like KB. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
I might listen to them for a minute. That you know, I don't know. It depends on what I'm doing at the time. I don't know.
I'm interested to see what they would perform, in particular Mario, because I only know like three songs.
Well, I guess he's gonna sing other people's songs. Well, I don't know how good. Let me see. I don't know how good Omarion is without a video, because you know he was the video king. His videos were so smoking. No, Omarion videos was good.
Maybe he'll be live. Maybe he'll do like a performance.
Well, let's just see.
You know, he's gonna
have to do a hell of a performance because his videos was all that. His videos were really good. I still watch Touch, Entourage. I still watch his videos sometimes. His videos are real good. But, you know, I might tune in for a minute just out of curiosity. You know, and if they're not up there too long, I'll catch it. You know, I'll try to catch it. You got to remind me. Or maybe, you know,
I'll remind you. Okay.
Okay. All right.
This is Thursday, the 23rd, but I'll
remind you. But you can't remind me now. You gotta remind me at the time. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, Bob, we're gonna do Naomi Knows Best. Here we go. I'm gonna go check out with this. Dear Naomi, I am 37 years old and at a point in my life that I am financially secure. I never thought about having kids without being married until faced with the reality of it doesn't seem like it's going to happen anytime soon. No prospects in sight, only toxic exes. I have been hooking up with this guy that I consider a friend, but there is no love there. He's cute, but he's 26 and unstable with his finances. He's a ball player, mostly overseas, but he doesn't always get picked by a team. Eventually, he's going to have to face the reality he's just not good enough for pro ball. I'm really contemplating going off the pill and making it happen with my friend. I don't want a relationship with him, just a baby. Will I look foolish if I ask this of him? Or do you think I should freeze my eggs in hopes a miracle man will come my way in the next year or two?
Okay. you still at 37, you still have options, okay? You could freeze your eggs right now if you want to. And you can hold off asking him, okay? Because in the meantime, the real thing may come along. So you could do both. You could play both ends against the middle if it's really important to you. But I would probably wait on asking the friend. I would wait. I'd give it another couple years and see what happens. Many, many things can happen. Many things can happen between you and the friend who you say you don't love or whatever. I don't know. Maybe that can change. Maybe he can become more mature. Maybe he can become more appealing. Maybe not. Very likely you'll meet somebody else if that's what you really want to do. I would hold off. He's not such an appealing candidate right now, at least not to you, not based on what you're saying to me, because you didn't say to me, oh, I'm just so attracted to him. I just really want to have a baby by him. That's not what you said. You never even said, I think he'll make a good father. I didn't hear you say any of those things either.
Oh, I didn't say that.
You know, so you just saying you want to have a baby. If that's the case, I think I would wait. And another thing, raise your standard a bit. Not just want to have a baby, but do you want to have a baby by somebody who also wants to have a baby by you? To me, that's extremely important. Even if you and him don't get married, don't get together, does this person want to be a parent? Because that's a better life for your child. It's a better life for your child. It's a better life for you too, you as well. So I would consider more, before I did have a baby, having a baby by somebody who also wants to be a parent. That's like super important. And they would not necessarily have to want to be, a husband, but they would have to want to be a father, because I don't think that's fair to the child. You know, he could have other children, you know, child could have other siblings, all that's good, more people to love. But, you know, my criteria would be a little bit different. And let that person, give yourself a chance to find a person who also wants to be a father. When I say wants to be a father, I mean an active, responsible father, not just a sperm donor. I mean, if it goes down to that, then you might as well, you know, have your eggs frozen and make that decision when you have no other options, not while you still have so many options.
Okay, Ma, thank you, for, you know, that advice. I hope that the young lady, I hope that she, you know, takes your advice. And like I said, guys, please, you know, tell us what's going on. Like, email us back or DM us back to let us know what happened. If you decided to go with Ma's advice, we want to hear from you.
Well, we want to know whatever you decided to do, and we want to know that you're okay. Whatever decision you've made, that you're okay with that decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, and how it worked out for you. Okay. All right.
All right. So, Ma,
thanks for writing in.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to say before we check out?
Everybody stay hydrated. Enjoy this summer fun. Go vote if there's any elections going on in your areas, and just take care. And also, don't forget, don't sweat the small stuff. Listen to Beyonce's record. What is it? Don't let it break your soul. It won't break my soul.
Well, Break My Soul, I think is the name of it, right?
Yeah. But the whole refrain, they say, I won't let it break my soul, you know? So, and just enjoy the warm weather and happy summer, everybody.
You mean the sizzling heat, hot Texas weather?
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, we really got to stay cool. So guys, thanks for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also at All Things Peju. Guys, subscribe to our YouTube channel, home of the Bambushi Happy Hour, at All Things Peju. That's again,
All Things Peju.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.